Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Jeanette back on here. It's been a couple of days since we talked to her. Everything she thought was going okay in her marriage until Valentine's Day. Then all the strangeness started. And she wanted to test her man to see if he was messing around or not with our War of the Roses to catch a cheater. Hey, Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for helping me out with this.
All right. For those that didn't hear the first time you were on with us, why don't you give us sort of the recap on why we're here now?
Of course. So basically, I've been married for about 5 years, and it's definitely been a little bit rocky. Things were really, really good between us until we got married, but ever since we had our wedding and everything, like, it feels like I've been fighting for the marriage every day since. It just hasn't been easy, and I get this sense that he's not really happy, and it feels almost like he doesn't love me sometimes, but I'm not really the person to just give up, so I've been trying to be the best wife I can be to him, and, like, sometimes he is trying, but other times it just feels like he doesn't care. And I've also been really wanting to start having kids, but I've been kind of waiting for things to improve between us until, you know, bringing that up. So things recently may have just gotten a lot worse because on Valentine, he told me he had to work late. And it seems odd because that's not really like a pattern, but he was very apologetic, so of course I trusted him. So instead of having dinner plans, since he was working late, I was making something really special at home for us and wanted to make it a really special night. So of course I was disappointed that he was working late, but he did end up coming home with flowers, so it was kind of like, okay, you know, he was still thinking about us. But the other day I was doing his laundry, and in one of the pockets of the pants I was watching, there was a credit card receipt from a really nice restaurant, and the date was for February 14th, which was the night he was supposedly working late. And I literally am devastated. I haven't confronted him about it yet. So I really just wanted your guys' help to do War of the Roses.
Okay, the stage has been set here. We've got results for you. Abby has them.
All right, so he could choose from the following bouquets. The first was Sunshiny Day, a mix of sunflowers, orange roses, pink and yellow daisies, and lush greenery. The perfect bouquet to brighten any day. The second was Sweet Dreams, a surprising bouquet of all her favorite king-sized candy treats. Perfect for anyone with a sweet tooth. The third was Pretty in Pink, an assortment of light roses, hydrangeas, and carnations. The perfect arrangement for that girly girl. And the fourth is Pure Passion, 2 dozen long stem roses, perfect for your one and only true love. The email was sent at 9:46 a.m., and then they sent another one at 12:42 p.m., and then he responded at 1:28 p.m., and he chose The fourth option, he chose Pure Passion. 2 dozen long stem roses, perfect for your one and only true love. And he is sending this to somebody named Gretchen, which is not your real name. He said it for Thursday morning. The delivery address was for his office. And the note on the card said, just for you and just because, dot, dot, dot. His name there, winky face.
All right, so now we got problems.
Do you know somebody he works with that's named Gretchen?
I actually don't know who that is.
Yeah.
This is kind of, I'm honestly not surprised, though, to hear this.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Especially when, you know, the roses were the Pure Passion ones. This is a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, the receipt from Valentine's Day, I mean, that was definitely proof enough. But this is the nail in his infidelity coffin for sure.
So
Exactly. Clearly
this is jarring. So what to do with this info now? So do you go back to him? Do you say, look, I know for sure you were seeing somebody in the office. I'm not going to tell you how I know, but we need to talk about it.
I would sit him down and be like, who's Gretchen and why are you sending her flowers?
Man, you don't owe him how you got the information, nope. But you certainly deserve some answers.
And have the receipt with you too from Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, that's exactly how I'm going to go about it. And I think he'll be shocked I even know who Gretchen is or have heard of her.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and don't let him talk you out of it. You have the proof here. Don't let him gaslight you. You know exactly what's going on, okay?
Don't let him deflect and be like, how do you know? What did you know? This is not about what you did. This is about what he did.
Yeah, don't let him pull the old, well, if you're not going to trust me, then this is more of a you problem. Okay, so you know what you know now, and now you can take some action, okay?
Exactly. Thank you guys so much.
Don't thank us. Please don't thank. I hate when you guys thank us for this. But please keep in touch with us and let us know how it goes, okay?
We will. Thank you.
All right, Jeanette.
You're on The Burt Show.